Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for the Gathering Game Show Halloween Edition. Tonight's contestants are Oscar, Derek, and Daniel. Let's see who gets the highest kill count tonight. Thank you for joining the Gathering Game Show. I'm your host, Jason Voorhees. All right. I try to always make up some nonsense there. It's fun. All right. Let's start off with Derek tonight. Now, Derek, just so you, for all of you listeners out there, if Derek gets it right, you will hear this. Now, if Derek gets it wrong, you will hear this. And that goes for the other two, Daniel and Oscar. So do not scream tonight. We want you to laugh methodically. All right, Derek, in what horror movie does the protagonist write a book that contains only the line, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy," repeated over and over and over?
The Shining.
The Shining. The book that Jack writes in the show. Oh, sorry. There you go. The book that Jack writes in The Shining contains only one sentence. The entire book. It's "all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy," repeated over and over. Director Stanley Kubrick had each page individually typed so it would be authentic and unique. All right? Daniel. What classic horror movie, and this is a multiple choice, if you already know it, you do not have to wait, but you're welcome to. What classic horror movie was originally titled The Babysitter Murders? Is it A, Rosemary's Baby, B, Scream, C, A Nightmare on Elm Street, or D, Halloween?
Man, I think it's either B or C. I would say C.
You got C?
I think.
Actually, it's D, Halloween. Director,
Halloween? Really?
Director John Carpenter originally intended to call his movie The Babysitter Murders. But producer Irwin Yablans, I believe that's how you pronounce it, sorry if it's not correct, thought the story might resonate more if it were based around a specific holiday. So the title was changed to Halloween. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
This one is actually very interesting. Kind of crazy, actually. Oscar. Okay. How many people associated with The Exorcist died during production? Is it A, 12, B, 9, C, 3, not C-3PO, but C, 3, or D, 6?
I'm going to say D6.
D nuts 6 is it right? That is incorrect. The answer is actually B, 9 people. By the end of the film's production, 9 people associated with the making had passed away, including Jack Jack, who played Burke, Dennings, Linda Blair's grandfather, a night watchman on the set, and a special effects expert. So that was a total of 9 people died during the production.
Wowza.
That's a lot of people. That's crazy. That's actually pretty crazy. Crazy.
That's some demon shit right there.
Yeah. All right, Derek, back to you. What horror film was the first movie, to show a woman in just a bra and a slip? Is it A, Psycho, B, The Haunting, C, Wax Museum, or D, Bride of Frankenstein?
Repeat the options to me one more time.
A, Psycho, B, The Haunting, C, Wax Museum, or D, The Bride of Frankenstein?
I'm going to say Wax Museum.
Wax Museum, final answer.
Yeah.
Actually, in the opening scene of Psycho, Marion Crane, played by Jeanette Lehi, wears only a white bra and half slip, having just had made a midday tryst with her divorced lover in a hotel. While the scene leaves much to the modern imagination, in 1960, it was shockingly direct. All right.
It's too hot for my blood.
Too hot. All right. Daniel, what color is Freddy Krueger's sweater? I'm going to give you multiple choice. What color is Freddy Krueger's sweater? A, red and yellow. B, red and black. C, red and blue. Or D, red and green.
B.
Red and black. B, red and black? Okay.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah?
Red and green.
Yeah, red and green, actually. Craven chose to make Krueger's... Wes Craven chose to make Krueger's sweater red and green after reading an article in the 1982 Scientific American that said these two colors were the most clashing colors to the human retina. Interesting. All right. Oscar, you ready?
Let's go.
How many people does Jason kill in the first Friday the 13th film? Is it A, 5, B, 0, C, 9, or D, 13?
I'm going to say 5.
Five people? Now I'm gonna read the open. Yeah, I'm gonna read the opening sentence again, and I want everyone to listen. How many people does Jason kill in the first Friday the 13th film? In the first Friday the 13th movie, Jason's mother Pamela does all the killing. Jason was just in the lake watching the whole time. All right. Back to Derek. In Scream, Derek, what is rule number one on Randy's list of rules for surviving a horror movie? Do you want the multiple choice or do you want to try to guess?
Give me the multiple choice because he has a lot.
Okay. A, don't have sex. B, don't drink or do drugs. C, don't go outside alone. Or B, don't say, I'll be right back. What is Randy's first rule of surviving a horror movie?
You can never have sex.
Well done, Derek. Scream itself subverts the idea that sex marks a character for certain death when Sydney sleeps with Billy, who turns out to be one of the killers. So his rules don't work. Okay, Daniel. What horror movie required the purchase of 500 Florida frogs and 100 giant South American toads? A, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. B, Creature from the Black Lagoon. C, The Frogs. Or D, Pet Cemetery.
I feel like I want to say C, but it's not C. Damn it.
A, C. C, The Frogs?
Yeah. No. B. Toads.
You should have stuck with C, The Frogs.
But you said toads. Toads are not frogs, are they?
I'm just asking what horror movie required the purchase of 500 Florida frogs.
We're not talking about the toads.
Than 1,000 giant South American toads. It was A, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. C, Creature from the Black Lagoon. Or B, Creature from the Black Lagoon, C, The Frogs, or D, Pet Cemetery. You decided to start making up answers and actually had it right. I was about to push this. But then you decided to go with this.
Kind of cooked yourself, though.
Yeah.
It's one of those stupid questions. Like, it should be C, but it's too easy to be C. B.
All right.
I swear.
Oscar, what was the original title of the movie The Blob? Was it A, The Thing? D, or B, The Glob? C, The Lump? Or D, The Spheroid?
No, B.
The Glob?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Well done, Oscar.
No way.
The Blob was originally going to be called the Glob, which isn't really much different. What the fuck?
Nope, there's no difference.
Until it was discovered that the title had already been used by cartoonist Walt Kelly. So only got changed because someone else was using it. All right.
Interesting.
Derek, are you ready?
Yes.
What horror movie features a serial killer wearing a mask inspired by Edvard Munich? Munch? Painting? I don't know what the how to spell that. I'm just the worst pronouncer anyway, so I shouldn't be reading this. But would it be A, Halloween, B, Scream, D, or C, The Man in the Black Suit, or D, Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer?
Man in the Black Suit.
Now, think about this. This Edvard Munich painting, it's very...
Wait. That's the Scream, right? That's the Scream.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Scream. Oh, yeah.
The Mask and Scream is based on... And actually, the title of the painting is called Scream, so... Daniel, you ready?
Do it.
Okay, what horror film caused some theaters to suggest that patrons prone to motion sickness sit in the aisle seats? A, The Blair Witch Project. B, Mimic. C, Friday the 13th Part 3, 3D. Or D, Vertigo.
A,
The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Look at you guys, man, just starting to tear it up. Some theater goers watching the Blair Witch Project experienced a lot of nausea from the handheld camera movements, which actually had to and I had to leave. So some Toronto theaters ushers would ask those people if they felt or they were prone to it to sit in the aisle seats so they could run out and try not to throw up on people. So because there was a lot of throwing up in those theaters. All right. Oscar, last question, okay? You ready?
Listening.
In Poltergeist, what grabs Robbie Freeling through his bedroom window? Is it A, a water hose, D, or B, a tree, C, a clown, or D, an Indian?
I want to say a clown, but I'm going to go with tree.
The Freelings built their house next to a big oak tree. Steven tells his son Robbie that he built the house next to the tree so it could protect them, claiming it was a very wise oak tree, but the tree comes to life during a thunderstorm and grabs him and takes him out. So, and it pretty much abducts Robbie. You guys want to go one more round, or are you guys good on the game show?
We can do one more round. I'm about to win anyway.
Let's do one more round. I'm excited. I like hearing your answers. All right. How much screen time does Freddy Krueger get in the first Nightmare on Elm Street movie, Derek? Is it A, 3.5 minutes, B, 7 minutes, C, 21 minutes, or D, 14 minutes?
I think it gets like, fuck, I don't even remember. 9 minutes?
3.5, 7, 21, or 14?
7. I'm going to say 7.
7 minutes. Wes Craven knew the unseen was far scarier than seen, so which is why Freddy Krueger only has 7 minutes in the original film. Okay. Daniel, where does Friday the 13th take place? There is multiple choice here, but you should get this. No matter.
Elm Street?
No, that's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Freddy 4.
Friday the 13th. Where does it take place?
Friday the 13th.
A, Camp Crystal Lake. B,
that one, A.
A, Camp Crystal Lake. Camp Crystal Lake had 22 years of uninterrupted good times until a handicapped camper drowned in the summer of 1957, setting off a string of grisly murders. All right, last one, Oscar. Take us out on a high note, okay? Why can't Michael Myers be killed? A, he's a ghost. B, he's an ancient druid curse. C, he's just lucky, or D, he's a god?
I think he's just lucky.
A, he's a ghost. B, an ancient druid curse. C, he's just lucky. Or D, he's a god.
I think the curse one, B.
Halloween, the curse of Michael Myers, it's finally revealed that Michael is a victim of an ancient druid curse, which explains its inhuman strength and uncanny resilience. Each child chosen to bear the curse of a thorn must sacrifice their next of kin on the night of Samhain. Samhain. All right, everyone, thank you for joining the Gathering Game Show. The Gathering Game Show was brought to you by Freddy Krueger. Come and get my new and improved Christmas sweater for those lonely and cold nights, and Jason Voorhees machetes. You can cut through anything, especially a hockey mask. Thank you for joining the Gathering Game Show.